Dámy a pánové, dobré odpoledne, vítejte v Černínském paláci. Začíná tisková konference po schůzce Vyšegrádské skupiny. Jako prvnímu předám slovo panu ministru zahraničních věcí České republiky. Česká republika Vyšegrádské čtyřce teď předsedá.
Ladies and gentlemen, please let me to officially open this press conference of V4 Visegrad Group and I give the floor to the minister Schwarzenberg because the Czech Republic is currently in presidency position of Visegrad 4. Thank you very much.
Dámy a pánové, děkuji mnohokrát, že jste se v hojném počtu dostavili, ačkoliv mě už dneska ráno překvapila otázka a zase, jestli vůbec ještě Vyšegrádská skupina nemá smysl, nebo jestli se nerozpustíme. Ale je to jako mnoha lidí, po kterých se říkalo, že zemřeli a potom se dožili ještě 80. či 90. narození.
And I was surprised since the very beginning when there was raised the question whether the Visegrad 4 didn't reach the period of time where it's slowly dying. But it's about the same situation like we've heard about certain people who has died already and then they reach the beautiful age of 80 or 90s.
Takže dokazujeme taky, že jsme při plné síle, poněvadž dneska jsme se poprvé setkali v novém formátu. Přivzali jsme jednu významnou zemi východní Evropy, Ukrajinu, a jednu velmi důležitou zemi z západu, či spíše severu Evropy, Švédsko, aby tedy naši schůzky doplnili. A ukázalo se, že to byl velice šťastný nápad, protože to se vyvinula velmi dobrá diskuse.
And I have to also present the fact that we could invite within our group Ukraine and one of the Nordic countries, Sweden, and so we supplemented the group and it seems to us as a very fortunate approach and step.
Samozřejmě to bylo taky cíl tohoto setkání, abychom zlepšili komunikaci, abychom se lépe porozuměli, abychom taky bylo lepší porozumění mezi stávajícími a starými členy Evropské unie a našimi sousedy a s pomocí Boží budoucími členy Evropy.
And of course we would like to reach a very particular objective, very particular goal, and it means the improvement of the communication within the integration process and to improve as well the mutual understanding between the so-called original EU member states and our neighboring states as well.
Proto jsem velice šťastný, že moje pozvání přijal minister zahraničních věcí Ukrajiny Volodymyr Ogrysko a za Švédsko přijel státní tajemník ministra zahraničních věcí Frank Belfrage.
And this is the reason why I'm very glad that this official invitation has been accepted by the representatives from Ukraine, Minister for Foreign Affairs Mr. Volodymyr Ogrysko and the representative of Sweden, State Secretary at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs Mr. Frank Belfrage.
První část tedy jako pochopitelně byla věnována setkání pouze členů V4 a potom jsme diskutovali druhou polovinu dopoledne a během oběda s našimi hosty.
And of course the first part of our negotiations were held in the spirit of the Visegrad 4 negotiations and the part of the lunch and the afternoon our guests from Ukraine and Swedish joined us.
Dopoledne taky představil místopředseda vlády dr. Alexander Vondra všem členům Visegrádské skupiny naše plány a představy po předsednictví.
And our special guest, deputy chairman of the Czech government for European affairs, Mr. Alexander Vondra, who had introduced the preparatory works of the Czech government for the forthcoming presidency of EU.
Hlavní obsah jednání byla věnována evropské sousedské politice, a to tedy její východní dimenzi, který je přece jenom dneska nejvýznamnější na posilování vztahu mezi Evropskou unií a východoevropskými zeměmi, přičemž nazíráme samozřejmě na evropskou sousedskou politiku jako na cestu a nikoliv na cestu.
And of course we focused mainly at the actual status quo of the European integration process, especially so-called European neighborhood policy. And this is a very important tool, very important instrument for enhancement of the EU relationships, and it was focused on so-called Eastern dimension, because we see this as a way, not as a goal purely.
Samozřejmě tedy soustředěný zájem byl dneska na Ukrajinu, na našeho čestného hosta, vztah Ukrajiny k Evropě a k euroatlantickým strukturám. Myslím, o tom jsme měli opravdu velmi obsažnou a důležitou diskusi.
And the main topic of our today's negotiation has to be in mutual relationship between Ukraine and European Union. And we can invite our honorable guest from Ukraine, and we can say that it accelerates a very important topic in this area.
Samozřejmě jsme taky dlouho diskutovali o společném sousedu jak Evropské unie, tak taky Ukrajiny. Totiž Běloruska, jak bychom mohli vylepšit přístup občanů Běloruska do Evropské unie, aniž bychom tedy se odchýlili od oficiální linie Evropské unie vůči běloruskému režimu. Asi by byl největší způsob, jak usadit přístup občanům Běloruska, plošně snížení poplatku pro občany Běloruska.
And a very important topic of our discussion has been Belarus, particularly the debate about the possibility how to facilitate and improve the access of Belarus citizens into EU countries and to follow the EU countries' line in this area, and how to reduce the visa charges for the Belarus citizens.
Pochopitelně jsme taky debatovali o výsledcích a o dalším vývoji po summitu NATO v Bukurešti, který nás ovšem všechny velice zajímal. Výsledek dnešního jednání jsme shrnuli do dvou společných prohlášení, které vám budou dávány k dispozici. Tím bych můj krátký poslov skončil. Rád bych předal slovo nejprve kolegovi Volodymyru Ogryškovi a prosím ho.
So, in conclusion, we held a debate on the recent NATO summit in Bucharest outcomes, and as well the outcomes of today's negotiations have been summarized in two common declarations which will be handed over to you. And at this occasion, I would firstly give the floor to our honorable guest, Mr. Volodymyr Stanislavovich Ogrysko, Minister of Foreign Affairs of Ukraine. Please, the floor is yours.
Thank you so much, Mr. Minister, dear colleagues, dear friends, dear journalists. I would like to start with these two documents just mentioned by my colleague, Minister Schwarzenberg. I don't want to read out both, but if you allow me, only two sentences from two texts. Joint statement of the Ministers for Foreign Affairs of the Visegrad Group countries, Sweden and Ukraine. Only one sentence. The Visegrad Group and Sweden support Ukraine's aspirations for European integration. And the second sentence from joint statement of the Ministers of Foreign Affairs of the Visegrad Group countries. The Visegrad countries support Ukraine's and Georgia's aspirations to become a NATO member state. So, dear friends, these two topics really were essential during our negotiations and our talks in this format, Visegrad countries plus Ukraine and plus Sweden. That is why we discuss these two very important issues for my country. And I would like, first of all, to thank Minister Schwarzenberg and colleagues for this opportunity to be today in Prague and to discuss in this format, very important format, these two major political priorities of my country. And the results of this discussion is very positive. You have just heard the sentences from both of these joint statements. I would like to thank again Visegrad countries and our Swedish partners for support to bring Ukraine closer to the European Union. I have informed our colleagues about the recent situation on the liberation of the new enhanced agreement between my country and the European Union. To be short, I would like to say that we are going to finish both parts of this agreement, political one and free trade area agreement, next week. And we do hope that both Czech Republic during the first part of next year, during Czech presidency, and then Swedish presidency during second part of this year, will do their best to have a very positive result on this issue. We will continue these negotiations. We would like to have, as a result of these negotiations, a very clear message for my country that Ukraine will be not only NATO member state, but also the EU member state, but at least for the time being, we would like to have this association status with the European Union. We also in depth discussed NATO issue. I have informed about the reaction in Ukrainian society to the Bucharest summit meeting decisions, and I can only but to repeat that this reaction is positive one. We have launched very broad information campaign in my country to bring the truth to the Ukrainian population, because Ukrainians are not against NATO. They have no enough information about NATO. So our intention is to give during next 1-2 years as many as possible pieces of this information to Ukrainians. We have also discussed the future meeting of the NATO Ministers for Foreign Affairs in December this year. Our intention is a very positive result on MEP during this meeting. We have also discussed, as Minister Schwarzenberg told you, a number of other issues, but probably I will stop here to give a chance to my Swedish colleague to continue. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. And Frank, please take the floor.
Thank you, Chairman. In an enlarged union, today 27 member states, tomorrow 30 or more, there is a need for a consultation in a sub-regional context. The Visegrad countries do that. We in the Nordic area do the same. This year, it just so happens that Sweden is in the chair of the Council of Ministers of the Nordic countries. And as was just explained, next year, first half, Czech Republic will be the presidency of the EU, and Sweden will have the second half as presidency of the EU. For all these reasons, I'm delighted to be here and participate in this discussion together with colleagues from the Visegrad countries and Ukraine. And as was explained by Minister Karel Schwarzenberg and the Ukrainian minister, the discussion was very much focusing on how best to use the various EU instruments, notably the European neighbouring policy, to promote the European aspiration of Ukraine. And I could give testimony from the Sweden's own path towards EU membership. I was well placed for that because I was the chief negotiator at the time, how by gradually focusing on the acquis communautaire, on the various regulations and rules, integrating step by step into the European Union, greatly facilitated the task, and this is the way in which the ENP, the European Neighbouring Policy, can be used. So the discussion was, from that angle, I think, very fruitful, and we all supported the aspiration of Ukraine in that respect. Thank you.
Dámy a pánové, nyní je prostor na vaše otázky. Můžete samozřejmě klást, kromě těch, kteří právě teď mluvili, také ministryni zahraničních věcí Maďarska, ministrovi zahraničních věcí Polska a státní tajemnici ministra zahraničních věcí Slovenska. Takže nějaká otázka? Martin Ehl z Hospodářských novin.
Martin Ehl, Hospodářské noviny. Já bych se chtěl zeptat, jestli jste se bavili také o vztahu vyšehradských zemí a Evropské unie obecně k Rusku, o společné politice vůči Rusku, o energetické politice. O společné politice vůči Rusku a o energetické politice Evropské unie.
So I would like to ask, I'm representing Hospodářské noviny, whether within the Visegrad 4 you discuss the EU relationship and policy towards Russian and towards the Russian energy policy.
Popravdě řečeno, vzhledem k nastávajícím změnám v Rusku a tomu, co tu probíhá, jsme se spíše bavili o Rusku samotné, než o společné politice Evropské unie vůči Rusku.
Honestly saying, as for the fact what's currently happening in Russia, the political changes, we were discussing generally Russia instead of purely focusing on the energy policy or EU policy towards Russia.
Petr Horký, Deník E15. I have a question for Mr. Ogrisko. How are you so sure that you have support in Ukraine? You said Ukrainians want the NATO membership. But according to some polls, the majority of the people, or many people, reject it. So
yes, I'm sure, because we are not speaking that Ukraine will join NATO tomorrow. First, we will join MAP, and then after that, we will have another couple of years probably to be ready to join NATO. So we have enough time, and even now the tendency is very positive. I can tell you frankly that the amount of Ukrainians who are in favor of NATO membership is increasing, and we have launched, as I already said, a very broad information campaign in my country. So I'm really very sure that the end result will be positive for my country, and the majority of Ukrainians will support NATO membership.
Takže nikdo se nehlásí, pokud dobře vidím. V tom případě vám, dámy a pánové, děkuji, že jste přišli, a přeji hezký zbytek dne.